a little bit, but took a little bit of a road, but we sweep. Got a sweep. We're three games over 500 for the first time this season, and they have not been able to do that since last year. It took them all the way till June to do that, so we're improving, and you should sweep a 4-15 Rockies team. This should not be a close series, and it shouldn't have been a close game if our good friend Gregory Soto never came in the game. But if we just – we'll get to Soto in a minute, but – if we just forget about Soto, then the Phillies played a great baseball game. They just forget about the fact they allowed 5 runs in the 8th inning. But 4 runs to start off the game. So Diaz starts – this was very interesting. So the Rockies got a lead, like an early lead, like the first team – meaning the first team to score. They were the first team to score in this game for the second time all season in a game. And they score that run with the Diaz grounder on a ground out because the Phillies just needed outs at that point. Then in the bottom of the first, Schwarber works a 6-pitch at bat, and on the 6th pitch, he hits a moonshot to right center, right over the Temple Health sign and in between the Toyota sign. And then the very next pitch, Trey Turner comes up, and he hits a one of his own on the very next pitch. So Feltner 7 pitches into the game, and they're already trailing. So that was it. Pretty a great swing by Trey. And Trey had an unbelievable night tonight. Trey Turner was, as I try to find it, Trey Turner was 3-for-5 with a single, double, home run, a triple away from the cycle. Harper 1-for-4. The only two guys not to get a hit today were Stott and Castellanos. And Castellanos is in one of the worst ruts I have seen from a baseball player in a long time. He just looks so lost. And the pitches he swings at, the strikeouts are just so bad. So bad. And it'll be good once he gets on a roll. And I think eventually he probably will go on a little bit of a hot streak. But right now there is no signs at all of him coming out of this. But when the top part of your lineup produces four RBIs, we're in good shape. So Bohm and Realmuto and Marsh all got RBIs as well. But Schwarber and Turner with the big day, a combined 5-for-10 today with 3 home runs with the both of them and 4 runs scored with the both of them. Turner's batting average is up to .329. He's really been firing on all cylinders to start here. Just good at bats. Exactly what we thought we were getting with Turner last year with the slow start, and he's just been raking up on these pitchers. Harper with some bad strikeouts, but then was able to get an infield single, and he did not get an RBI, but his batting average is up to .217. Marsh was his normal. He was 2-for-4. I think Marsh will probably end up in the 280s in his season for the Phils this year. But anyway, Rojas was also good. He had a ball that would have been out in 3 other ballparks. It was not out, but it was a great swing by Rojas, and his swing started to look back. He's right at the Mendoza line, 200 right now. Sanchez was unbelievable. 10 strikeouts, tied his career high. He started his ERA at 3.5, and now it is down to 2.5, so that's really good for Christopher Sanchez. An unbelievable game for him. Only walked 1. Did allow 5 hits, but 97 pitches in 6 innings. They took him out. They brought Marte. Marte was completely fine. He's posting just above a 1 ERA with a 1.04. And then they made the greatest human decision of all time to bring in Gregory Soto, who allowed 5 earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 27 pitches, and faced way too many batters. Now, for me, I turned the game off, and I was listening to it in my AirPod, and I just went back and I checked the score, and I see that it's 6-7. So I had 7-6. So I had to come back outside and try and figure out exactly what happened in this game. Then they brought Hoffman in. He walked 1, but then was able to get out of the inning, and all the hits that he let up went to Gregory Soto. Alvarado came in, got the save. Didn't even think we were going to be in a save situation. That's Alvarado's 3rd save of the year. Sanchez does get the win, fills with 12 hits in the ballgame. Phillies are off tomorrow. It is an off day, and we have figured out from broadcast booth that John Kruk will also be off this weekend. This series against the White Sox, which is a 3-game set, at Friday 6:40, Saturday 6:05, and Sunday 1:35, because Kruk will be going on the road with them to the into Cincinnati for four, then to San Diego for three, and the Los Angeles Angels, I think that's for three as well. So they're going on a big West Coast trip. John Kruk will join them there. So I think they're bringing Ben Davis into the studio. I don't exactly know. But I do know for tomorrow's game, pitching for the Phillies, I'm pretty sure it is Spencer Turnbull. Yes, it is. Garrett Crochet, I think, will go for the White Sox. He's 1-2 with a 3.57 ERA. And Spencer Turnbull will go for the Phillies. He's 1-0 with a 1.80 ERA. The Phillies have a 70.6% chance to win that ballgame. The White Sox are 3-15. They better keep this winning streak going. I am Kevin Flannery, signing off. I will see you on Friday night.